to make sure I'm making it to you, alright?
On my end, I'm down here in Hickory Tavern. This is Al, right?
Yep. On the way out.
Sound pretty good on my end. I got a little bit of static from a repeater down here, but I mean, I got you in the repeater. I can understand you good.
The audio sometimes I receive is just a scratchy spot in the pot, but I'm not sure if the Chinese handy talking is the. If Joy, I'm receiving a transmitter, maybe a cap going out. I don't know.
Well, the audio's a little bit hot, but other than that, I mean, I can understand you good.
Because I always have heavy on modulating transmitters anyway. This repeater has the deviations exactly. They should have run over wires than they do, but they don't. But, I modulate transmitters with heavy anyway. That's one of the things that I have a habit of doing.
Well, you had a good Christmas today?
I had a guy owed $800, what happened was satellite TV stole the money in my account one time. I wanted to get rid of it, and they had my debit card on it, stole money, so I'm going to take my mortgage paid for guys owed $800. And he had one of my machines, and he bought the same rock one I did, got ripped off just like I did. He's like, he wanted to receive the parts of the reverse. Well, yeah, I'll do that. I said, you know, him to say is, if he doesn't use the parts from, because I had a fabricated part from the machine I got.
You kind of got a little bit of noise in the background with you there, and you started fading out on me. But, I don't know if it's on your end or my end.
So this transmitter, like I said, you've got to be within an inch or you don't make this repeater. Because I'm involved and where the repeater is, until they get the antenna straightened around with the one they're multi-phase and it's going to make it more difficult. They raise the antenna up 100 feet, so, and what it is that there's more RF up there than there used to be.
So they finally raised the antenna up on the repeater?
Lower. And what they're doing is they're going to put a lower antenna and phase the two together. And they're going to actually phase the two. The problem is, to do that, they got to make the rigging. The rigger's got to move a 400-pound antenna up the tower and actually brace the riggers have to brace the top antenna to the tower because it's. They gotta move 400 pounds of antenna. The rigger's gotta move that by hand to get it up there. The rigger's gotta help them load it. That's extremely dangerous.
Why weren't they supposed to be moving it up there?
The lower antenna they're doing. They're working on the lower antenna. They're engineering that now.
Yeah, I hadn't got to talk to Dave no time lately. I told them when they got ready to do it, let me know, and I'd be more than glad to help them. I'm rolling up out of Hickory Tavern. I'm kind of in between Hickory Tavern and Simpsonville here. I'm starting to see the big antenna down here at Spinks and Prairie View and 418 down here, the big tower.
His head is only 3,500 feet above sea level, and Baldwin's 1,000 feet above sea level where I am. So you think about it a minute, and above in North Carolina, the Mount Pisgah and up there, that's 6,800 feet or 6,500 feet. So we're actually in a hole.
Yep. I know I'm in a hole where I live at. I'm definitely in a hole. Definitely got to get my tower up to get it out of that hole, but, yeah, hopefully if it goes right tomorrow or the next day, one, I'll get my tree cut down and get to start on my project.
Actually, you know what you do? make a beam and beam it right at the mound and reflect it over it.
Yeah, that's true. I like to have this big old tower down here on Fairview Road and 482 right here off the side of McKelvey Road. The jugger looks like it's about 400, 500 feet tall. I mean, it's way up there. If I had that jugger, man, I'd be able to talk to Tokyo and everywhere else, no problem.
So, if you're in the approach of the airport, 180 feet is all you can go legally without lights and everything else.
Yeah. Well, I'm fixing to put up a 130-footer. I'm about 24 feet below ground level where I'm at. So, I mean, if I was up on top of the hill, a 100-footer would do me good. But being in that hole, I'm going to have to go 130-foot. I got a Phantom 3 standard drone, and I'll run that drone up at about 100 feet. And that would be plenty, but to get me above the trees, 130 feet, that was, you know, that's plenty. And I got an open view of everything at 130 feet. No tree limbs, no nothing, for miles and miles. Working on that thing for a couple weeks. I've done cleaned everything out of the backyard. Got to where I can cut it down. I cut some limbs out of it with a pole saw and trimmed some of it up. I got two more limbs I'd like to reach and get, but I don't have a pole saw long enough to reach it. Only way to do it is reach for on a 12-foot ladder and do it, but I don't feel like putting a 12-foot ladder on the roof of the house and getting knocked off the roof.
Somebody does that all the time. They might charge you $150, but they'll whack it right out.
Got a buddy of mine over here. He said he's got a 16-foot pole saw. And he told me one time he'd come over and lay that tree down for me for, I can't remember, it was $200 or $400. He said he'd put it on the ground. But everybody else would want $800 to put it on the ground and cut it up and do away with it. And, I got a steel cable put in it. I got a steel cable up about 23 feet. And I got a 12,000-pound winch. So hopefully I can get that jugger laid on the ground and be done with it.
Be careful when you notch it, because notching trees, you know, be very careful, because when you pull it, make sure the notch is exactly right. What you do is, my neighbor and I pulled one down one time. I was at my buddy's house, and it was a real bad situation, and he had me in the truck. You know, I can't see it all, so I said, okay. I said to his wife, I said, now, I said, Mark, what do you want me to do? I said, is your steering wheel lined up straight? He said, yep. I said, okay, here's what I want you to do. Tension the chain up. I'll roll the truck forward. I'll put the chain so it's right against the tree. I'll put it in low gear, put a little pressure with my foot. I said, now, when you cut the tree, I'm going to punch this truck full throttle and jerk it. And I did. I jerked that tree. I went three-quarters of the way down to the yard. The yard was a real bad angle, like a 12-degree grade. I went straight down the yard. I thought it was going to hit the house in front of me. I locked up the brakes. When I moved the tree, he said the tree went, the tree, I slid the tree 45, 50 feet down this, down the yard. His wife was freaking out because, you know, I couldn't see where I was going. And my friend says, Al, you're crazy. I said, listen, I told you, when I pulled that tree, I wasn't messing around.
I cut down three last year, or year four, it might have been last year, year four last, and I cut down three of them and got them out of the yard, and they was about to bust. I mean, it was almost like glass when it hit the ground. And I was trying to figure out, you know, what caused it. I mean, it didn't get hit with lightning or nothing, but something caused them to die. And if I hadn't took them down, that really bad storm we had coming through was going to take them down for me.
For certain trees, you got to look, figure out what it is that does it. But the one I had some kind of disease, a maple or something. And you just got to know what disease is. There's certain natural ways to deal with it. But I'll tell you, it made me a little nervous when I did it. Because, you know, without seeing where you're going, you know, when you don't know where you're going to, straight ahead. But I didn't mess around.
That's the way we did those when we cut those down. You know, I did those the same way. I cut them down and had my little one out here with me. He was working the winch. And I'd cut a little bit at a time and let him pull it. I put them where they wanted to go, but this one right here, the only thing I don't like about this one, it's actually leaning right over top of my house. It's a red oak. And I don't know if something hit the backside of it and broke all the limbs off, but something done something to the back end of it, because there ain't no limbs whatsoever facing the backyard. Everything's facing the top of the house. And that's the only thing kind of worries me with that one.
Problem, as long as you're pulling more pressure against it the other way before you start, and when you notch it a little, and then just have whoever pulls it, you just start putting pressure the other way and just notch it a little bit the way it's got to go and just punch, you know, when you put pressure, you use whatever you're pulling. You pull, what if there's a disease they have that causes that? I don't know what it is, but just, you know, you're just going to have to, you're going to have to pull a little bit the other way, pull through the stove before you even notch it. Put pressure where you got to go, because as soon as you notch it, it's going to want to go the other way.
Yeah, it's definitely, when I start notching it, it's going to try to lean toward the house, yeah. Well, I'm hoping to cut about halfway into it and pull it the rest of the way over and leave the splinters hooked onto the stump, because it's about 5 feet off the side of the house. At the top of the house, it's about 2 foot off the side of the house. I could actually walk up on the roof and reach out and just about climb the tree from there. So I got everything hooked up to it. I got a chain on the bottom of the tree that I'm going to run over and hook to another tree with some chains and a binder. That way, in case it decides to slide off the stump, it don't slide under the house when it goes the other direction. But I think that big old winch will pull it over. I mean, I done pulled over, I think there's six trees I done cut down back there total. And I think I could be able to get that one down. It's just all of my antennas that I'm worried about that I got on a pole mounted to the back porch. I got that screwed together conduit, that galvanized conduit. I got it screwed together 30 foot of that with an operator plate mounted on top of that with my rotor. And I got 12 foot of aluminum pipe sticking up with two meter beams on it stacked side by side. About 6 feet above that, I got my 6 meter beam. And about 6 or 8 feet past the top of that, I have a Rango Ranger. And that thing, to the tip top of that thing, is about 57 feet. I got two limbs on the left side of the tree when it gets ready to go by to the antenna. That's the only thing I'm scared of, is it's going to reach out there and grab the antenna when it goes by.
Sorry. You know those chopper telephone lines? You know, they're coiled up tight. Well, I didn't realize that the lines were tied to the house, so I cut them off. And my buddy goes, "Oh, watch out." And what happened was, we pulled the antenna down, and the line flipped off the house, and it ripped, and a bus came by and ripped the freaking lines off the building. It tore the neighbor's lines off the pole, and we're like, uh-oh. The bus driver comes back, the mirror, pulls the mirror off the bus, and there's a little piece of wire. Bus driver goes, did you see what happened there? I said, yeah, I think the wire fell off in the mirror. He goes, did you guys go ahead? I said, I didn't tell her, but my antenna caught when we unhooked it. I forgot the fact that the bus came by and the wire dropped, and it ripped the wiring off the pole and tore all the wiring off the power company for the pole company.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine get tangled up in a guy wire one time and accidentally pulled that guy wire apart, and the telephone pole leaned over and broke two of the wires off top of the telephone pole, and had to come out and put it back up. He got the wheel of the trailer hooked into that guy wire some way. I don't know how he done it, but I guess it's been there for a while. It was a little old bitty wire. It looked like 3/8 wire on that guide wire, and I don't know how he done it, but he broke that guide wire right off. They had to come out there and redo the pole, stand it back up, and put the wire back on the pole. And, I try to watch out for that stuff, but I got some big rope in here. I'm thinking about tying to that antenna and kind of leaning it over, leaning it away from the house a little bit. I think I can do that. And I got a big climbing rope out here. It's about 5/8 of an inch thick or 3/4 inch thick, something like that. I mean, that big old rope. Think about tying that to the center of the pole and running it off the backside of the house and tying it to the back of the camper back there. That way I can lean that pole over. And I just got to get some help over here to do it. But, other than that, I think I can do it. I know my neighbor is going to help me. I just need to get another person over here to help me. That way we can tie all three cables at the same time. Well, I've enjoyed it, Al. I got to hop out of here and go in the house. I got a couple more things to do before I get ready to get to bed here in a few minutes. It's been a busy day all day. And I've been wide open since about 9 o'clock this morning, trying to get dinner ready and all the presents ready and picking people up, bringing them over here and taking them back home. And I've been on the go all day. About time to put the reindeer up for the net, park the sled. But I'll say send me three to you out there, Al. You have a good one. And Merry Christmas. And we'll talk at you a little later. KN4 UBG, I'll be clear on your final.
I'm not sure I'd really get in trouble. KN4 later. It was funny, though. I mean, it tore the mirror off the foot. I say 73. I don't know, laid out for a while. I'm hurting a little bit. But it was funny. I wish you saw it. You would have been laughing.
It probably was funny. I've had a couple mirrors get knocked off, tied up in a cable. I tore one off. I'm trying to think where I tore it off. I tore it off down behind my old house over here, back when I was in the CB. We was trying to put a tower up over it. I had a crank on it, trying to crank it up, and one of the guide cables that I had onto the top of the tower to make it stationary after it stood up caught the mirror on the way up, and I kept cranking it and jerked the mirror right out of the little chrome piece that was on the truck. I had to replace it. But yeah, I ripped a couple off. Definitely. Well, you have a good night, man, and we'll holler at you later. KN4 UBG, I'll be clear.
The bus driver asked me if I saw what happened. I said, to be honest with you, I didn't see nothing. Everybody was laughing. KN4, I'll get you later. I'll get a kick out of that.